it's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
Picture me out of the side.
You just pop out.
Right.
And Greg Flam.
Yep.
It's Swap Meet Wednesday night here, 312-981-7200. Love this segment. This is where we take time out of your busy schedule to really evaluate, to brag about your collectors, your
collectibles.
Psychoanalyze why you kept that junk.
Right.
Evaluate your memorabilia, whatever you like. If you want to know what it's worth or if you just want to brag about how cool it is.
Yep.
312-981-7200. Greg Flam, he's at DuPage Picker on both Facebook and Twitter. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, Justin.
All right, what do you got tonight? What'd you bring in
All right, kept it low here. I've got the Radio Shack Super Armatron. It was
sure.
like a robot arm.
You kept it low. This is low.
And just some novelty cans.
So that, first of all, what is this? The Super Armatron. It's the robot arm.
Yeah, it was Radio Shack Tandy Corp. And they
Look
made
that,
two
man.
Versions. This is the super one. Then there was just the
What's
Armatron.
What's the year on that thing?
Oh, I'd have to say it's 79, 80.
You can tell by the way that the kids are portrayed. They have
they're like professors.
They're
yeah.
like professor nerds.
Right.
Look at us nerds playing with the robots.
Yep, but early AI going on there.
Yeah.
And then I have my junk thing is novelty cans. I like the snow in a can or, you know, Florida sun in a can. I collect that type of stuff for some reason. And, you know, I got hooked because a few years ago I sold one from like the 50s for like $56.
Jeez.
And you do that and you're like, now I'm looking behind books and stuff for the stuff. And anyway.
So these are like novelty cans.
Yeah, so I got, you know, this week is the anniversary of the JR, the Dallas final episode.
Right.
So I had that one. And then I've got
That's a beer?
This is actually a beer and it's still full. So if you want to crack that
Just
open
a
later.
JR beer.
Right. And then I've got Indianapolis 500. This has been drained.
They're like, we're going to have t-shirts.
Yep.
We're going to have board games.
Yep.
We're going to have beer.
Everything, right.
I wonder what do you think a six-pack of JR beer goes for like in 1982 or whenever that happened?
Yeah, probably $2, probably,
They're
if
like,
that.
Would you like the Busch Light or the JR beer?
Right.
Right.
Yep.
Wow.
And, yeah, and then I have my snow in a can and my super can, which is like Superman. They would sell it like at Peacock Alley in Fort City. You could put your gift in there and they would seal it in the mall for you. And then you put like your
yeah,
to and
right,
from
right.
tag on it. You know, it's kind of novelty
That's
stuff.
Cool.
I like that.
All right. 312-981-7200. Good start. Let's bring in the listeners. Let's bring in Diane's. Diane, let's start with you, Diane. What do you want to brag about, Diane?
Hi there.
Oh, I have a Kiss pinball machine.
Awesome.
Very nice.
It was it's a Bally machine,
right.
And the documents say 1978,
right.
And we probably bought it 1980-81, and we're looking to sell it.
Where do you put it? It's like in the basement, like was it a centerpiece for the room?
Well, the basement is the playroom in the house, so we have
yeah.
the pinball machine, a pool table, a ping pong table.
No indoor jacuzzi?
No, that's on the second level.
Oh, there you go. Gotcha.
Diane, can I ask a personal question about that jacuzzi? How often is it broken? How often is it broken?
You know, we've had it for 26 or 27 years, and it's yet to break.
Now, nice. That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Right.
Usually people have jacuzzis. They're just like, well, I got to keep the tarp on. There's something wrong with the jet. Moving along in this tour.
Right. Three times a year, the cleaner.
Well, you're very lucky. All right. So a 1978 Bally Kiss pinball machine.
So big question.
Greg.
It still works?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great news. I've seen two recently online that have sold for, they don't give the exact price because it says about $2,500 best offer. And there are about four currently available ranging from $25,000 to $6,000. So it's in.
What do you mean they don't tell you what it sold? Like it's getting a certain
level?
Yeah,
well, that's, you know, if I went to a different app, maybe I would get the exact price. But eBay just gives you like, it says $2,500 best offer accepted. So they don't give you, like, you know, the exact amount. Yeah, it's just
but around that ballpark, it has
but
to
yeah,
be in that
yeah, it'd have to probably be in the 2,000 range, I would guess, especially working.
So the lower range rather than the upper range.
Yeah, the low range would probably be 2,000. You know, hopefully you can find someone that might be willing to pay more. But there are four right now online, so you've got some competition with it, but it is a nice item.
And, Diane, it's very important when you sell this thing that they have to move it.
Right.
You can't be responsible for moving that thing out of the basement. That's their job.
Oh, no.
Get your money before they...
It is to get somebody else to take it away.
Right.
I've been one of those guys who's like, could you come over and help me move this pinball machine? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All righty. Well, I'll look online. Right. And the best way to get rid of it would be putting it like on eBay.
Could just do pickup only, local pickup only on eBay, or you can put it on Craigslist. But you're going to get more money probably on eBay than Craigslist.
Love it. Thanks, Diane.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
All right, cool. Good start. Pinball machine.
That was strong.
I could bring out all my my memories of moving pinball machines and indoor jacuzzis.
There you go.
312-981-7200. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We got some texts. We get some calls in. Greg Flam, we're doing swap meet here Wednesday night on 720 WGN. Stay with us. All right, we're back at it. Swap meet, 312-981-7200. Give us a call. Text in what you want to brag about tonight. If you want to know what the value is of some of your collector's items, your memorabilia, your artifacts, your junk.
Right.
Greg Flam is here. He's at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter. And he is with us every Wednesday night here on The Download. Let's go to the texts. 312, I have a 1935E silver certificate, $1 bill in very good condition. I have no idea what that means, Greg. What does that mean?
Okay, my dangerous knowledge with that, the big difference is you need to know if it was circulated or uncirculated. That kind of determines.
But what is that? What do you mean a silver certificate, $1 bill?
It's like printed on there. I guess it's supposed to be the equivalent of the silver amount, I guess, back in the day. And it says silver certificate on the actual bill, right above where it says like $1.
It's a $1 bill.
Right, but they put silver certificate on there. And again, the condition, if it was circular or not, it's a big swing. It goes from like $2.50 upwards of $400. So
for one,
yeah. So you gotta have it's one of the things like baseball cards. You gotta have it graded. You know, you gotta make sure.
$1 bill could get you 400.
400. Right. Right.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. So you need to know we need to know whether or not it was
uncirculated
or circulated. Yeah. That'll make a big difference in evaluating
it. But they kind of said it was in very good condition, which is leading me to believe it's a used dollar bill, silver certificate dollar bill.
Yeah, because if it wasn't circulated, it'd be awesome condition.
Yeah, and they would probably have it in plastic, and that's what you want to do if you do have one.
Learning about the dollar bill, like I said, tonight.
Dangerous knowledge here.
312-981-7200. 630 says, I have a box full of various European money from between 1935 to 1945, but it was also fairly circulated, before it was stored.
Yeah. I haven't had a chance to look. Knowing the country would be a little bit better if they could text in the specific
what
country's
various European money.
Yeah.
But a lot of that money doesn't get used anymore because of the euro. So, you're right. Depends on the country.
Yeah,
do you find people there's a market for used European currency?
Any currency pretty much.
Really?
Vintage currency, anything that's usually one of those things behind glass at the estate sales. It's marked too high. I just walk by and try to find something else buried in the basement. So.
And this is really for Pete. This is a 630 who texted in saying Train Spotting is available on Amazon for $2.99. So. Pete was looking for it earlier.
Oh, nice.
We were talking to Danny Boyle. So just said,
keeping
the spirit.
I thought it was the soundtrack. I wore that soundtrack out.
Right?
Born Slippy.
Right? All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Mike. Mike.
Yeah.
What do you want to brag about, buddy?
I have a case of 24 Pepsis, the 12-ounce, in the wooden case that they came in.
A nice
wooden case.
Yeah. Sorry, go
ahead. I was wondering if that's worth anything, and I have my buddy has a Budweiser. Remember the horse that ran around that thing? He has brand new, and it's still in the box.
And it was like a glass globe or a plexiglass globe, and it wrote on. Yeah, that's like the holy grail of like bar
Oh, really?
Brewery. Yeah. That's like upwards of 1,200, I could tell you right now. Maybe more, depending on condition. The
You should tell your buddy that it's not worth anything.
Right.
I'll give you 50 bucks.
Yeah, so the Pepsi wooden case, is it kind of like a foot high, or is it the thinner one that's like 4 inches, 3 or 4 inches?
No, it's like 3/4 inch wood box, right, with the handles.
Right.
And it has a little bit of metal on the side.
Okay.
So it holds it together.
Yeah, and you have the bottles as well?
Yeah, and they're full.
Yeah, I mean, empty bottles with the wooden case are going for about $135.
Really?
Yeah.
$135?
Yeah.
They're full.
And if they're full, I would think they'd be worth more if they were full. I'm trying to find. I can't even find full.
The fructose right. is more.
Yeah, get it before they tax you on
before
that.
They tax you on the fructose. Mike, that's good. That's a good find.
Yeah, I would start an auction at $135 if you do sell it.
There you go.
Well, build on the computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to write me at DuPage Picker through Facebook or whatever, I can help you with that.
Yeah. Look up DuPage Picker. Thanks, Mike. All right. Let's go to Joshua. Joshua, what do you want to brag about, buddy?
Actually, it was passed on to me through my father when his aunt was younger. Her mom worked for the Brooklyn Dodgers and had everyone on the 1947 team sign a letterhead giving her a get well soon. So basically, people like the likes of Jackie Robinson and everyone on that 1947 team are on this letterhead.
The other guys. Jackie Robinson and the other guys.
Yeah. The other guys, yeah, exactly.
What does something like that go for when they're doing – because, you know, Greg, I've learned from doing the swap meet that, you know, you almost want it to just be the signatures, an actual get-well message, which is great and awesome for posterity in history and your family, Joshua – doesn't do well because it's too specific.
Yeah, it's personal, and we've also talked about how one signature can tend to be worth more than, like, many signatures, you know, like on a ball. So you got that, and it's also because it's kind of a get-well note and it could be personal, it really might not – it might only be worth $50 maybe for the actual signature, but that's something you probably just want to keep and hold on to since it was personal.
Oh yeah, no. It's been in put in a vacuum sealed letterhead.
That's good.
In my dad's sports room.
That's cool. Great. Yeah, cool. There you go.
All right, thanks, Joshua.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. You have a great day.
You too. All right, let's go to Joe. I don't even know what this is. Joe, what do you want to brag about, Joe? What do you got?
I love this program.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, man.
Hey, when I was talking to your producer, I forgot the third item I wanted to clue you guys about. I'll start with a funny one. What's a 6-pack of Billy beer on open worth?
That's right up my alley. Let's see.
6-pack of Billy beer?
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah,
like
Jimmy's brother, I guess.
Right. Yep. No, I've seen those quite often. Never a full 6-pack, though. Usually just one or two cans.
You got something there.
So, yeah, we'll see what's going for. I'm going to guess $15, $30, but I'm looking it up here.
Okay.
And what was your second item?
Okay, the second item is a bunch of Scrimshaw I picked up over, you know, quite some years ago, about 30, 40 years ago, around the Boston area. You know, the whale's tooth with, you know, carvings on it.
Okay.
I don't think there are any.
What is
really
it? Scrimshaw?
Yeah.
Scrimshaw, yeah.
Okay.
The whale's tooth that sailors, you know, instead of carving pieces of wood, they used whale's tooth and they carved pictures of boats on them, captains, you know, seascapes, if you will.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Very nor'eastern. I like that.
Yeah, I have to.
Scrimshaw. I'm learning. You know, it's not only. Do I get to know the listeners and what you have in your memorabilia? But I'm also learning. I'm bettering myself.
Sure.
I did not know what Scrimshaw was. We learn every day. I appreciate it. Scrimshaw. Okay. And you say you had a third item on that too?
Yeah. It's a geode. About 8 inches in diameter, 8 to 10 inches in diameter, a fairly large one, full of amethyst. A semi-precious stone.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Got that one. I know amethyst. I'm an avid Zelda player. You know, well, Joe, come on.
Quickly back to the Scrimshaw. They're $15 and up, depending how large, and obviously the art.
And the elite style of the whale. You know, you want it. The better the whale, the better.
I mean,
the
if you had like, you know,
humpback or gray, yeah, sure.
The gray humpback. Come on, Joe. What kind of show do you think this is? The gray whale is what we're looking for. Scrimshaw from the gray.
Yeah.
Sure. Right. What's the range, guys? 15 to 100?
Sky's the limit. Depends on what's on it. So.
Gotcha. Sky's the limit. Okay. Gotcha.
If you want to send a picture, you know, Facebook or here, we'll check it out.
Gotcha.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's, and we got that. And then the third one.
I'm kind of lost on right now on that.
The geode?
The geode, the amethysts.
Oh.
Yeah. It's chock full of amethyst.
Okay.
Oh. It's kind of pretty. I bought my wife in the past, you know, amethyst jewelry, whatever.
Right.
But, you know, I collected this one, I think, in Boulder, Colorado.
Okay.
Shoot, I don't know, 40 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing some as high as about 500 plus.
Oh, really?
Starting, I couldn't tell you. There aren't that many on there, so that's a good thing that there aren't that many.
All right, Joe.
Hang on to that baby.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
good luck.
Thanks for calling in. All right, 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break. We'll get the update on tonight's news with Rob, some traffic, Esmeralda. Greg Flam in studio. We're doing Swap Meet, 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
It's time for Swap Meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Or it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
Yep.
312-981-7200. Greg Flam at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter. This is the segment we do every Wednesday night where we give you a chance to brag about your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk.
Yep.
Whatever you like. You also find out if it's worth anything. Greg will let you know. We got a full full phone line, so let's get right to it. Why don't we start with Jim? Jim, what do you want to brag about, Jim?
Last summer, I was at my company picnic in a raffle, and I won a pair of signed Air Jordans, the Ferrari number 14s.
Okay.
And I'm not sure how long I should hang on to them or wait until
the shoe is called a Ferrari.
Yes. And every year, Jordan comes out with a version of them. He signs only 23 of them, and this one is the ninth one signed with his signature on it, and it has a certification.
Okay. I can't find the number 14 pair, but a pair of signed Jordans are about $4,000.
Right. What?
And it's funny because just one shoe is like $300, so you go from one to the pair, jumps that high. You know, for the pair.
Yeah, these are unworn and still in a velvet bag in the original box.
Very nice. Yeah, I have to do some more research to find like the number 14.
What, yeah, right.
But if they're signed and they're Jordans, you know, you've got
how much did like the old red and black ones that, like the Mars? Remember, like is it the shoes? Like how much are those going for?
I've heard,
not worn and they're signed by Michael Jordan.
I've heard thousands. Not even signed. Just if you have those shoes, like in mint condition, still in the box, there's like thousands.
What if you're like me and you don't have them in mint condition?
And you wore them? I mean, I've sold some Air Jordans that weren't signed and they were worn.
All right, let's get rid of the Jordans. Let's go down to Andre Agassi.
Okay.
Are there any Agassis on
them? What about Swiss shoes?
Okay, you know, I remember in high school having like I was really into like the turquoise or the teal and the orange shoe.
Right.
The Nike Agassi.
Gotta look that up.
Those aren't going for nothing. All right, Jim. That sounds cool, man.
I like it. That's a good one.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Mike, give us some history here. What do you got, Mike? What do you want to brag about?
You talking to me?
Yeah. You're Mike, right?
Hi, Mike.
Okay, I'm stuck. Yeah. got an 1848 Springfield rifle used in the Civil War with the bayonet.
Okay.
It's got a notch in the butt where the other bayonet fits in perfectly, so I don't know if it was used to defend, but
yeah,
it's like in mint condition.
Wow. I mean, they're upwards of, I found them for $200 to $1,300. I didn't have your information for the actual model. I'm trying to find that right now, but I'd say you're probably in the higher end there of $1,300 or more.
Wow. I have a question.
Pretty interesting. I would take it into the school when the kids were having Civil War days in fifth grade.
Okay.
And let each kid try to cock this thing back. You got to double cock it and try and hold it because there's some book about a 10-year-old kid who joined the war.
Okay.
And probably one out of every 30 kids could actually pull that.
Wow. And you know what? I totally forgot you had the actual gun. Just the bayonet part is upwards of 1,300.
Yeah,
so just
say,
the bayonet.
Yeah, so if you got the gun with the bayonet, you're probably many thousands.
You know, the first thing you do is stop letting those grimy little kids, 10-year-olds, touch it.
Yep.
Well, you gotta clean that up. The only thing you do, you cannot even try to attempt to shoot this thing. Yeah. You know, so I would have tried. But
yeah, right. What would happen? Yet. It's just kind of explode, right?
Yeah, and it was probably a hard rifle to shoot, is probably what he's saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he didn't want me to try, so.
Awesome.
What other guns are for. Yeah, it's cool. It's a really cool piece.
Cool.
Yeah, if you send a picture, I'll get a proper grading or whatever on that for you.
Yeah, I'll do that. You're
at DuPage Picker on Facebook or Twitter.
Or Twitter.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, I'll do that. No problem. Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, you really. I'm glad that Mike can bring his 1848 rifle to school to see if the 10-year-olds can cock it. I think that in this day and age, that'll get you a lockdown.
Nice.
You can't be walking in with that kind of stuff.
Very cool.
All right. Let's keep going. Let's go to Buddy. Buddy, what do you want to brag about, Buddy?
Hey, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
I got a shark tooth that was carbon dated at about 6.5 million years ago.
Wow.
What?
And I'm trying to figure out where...
What does that even mean? What do you mean he carbon dated for 6 million years ago?
It's like they do with old bones, like dinosaurs and stuff.
So this shark is 6 million years old?
Yeah, it was a great white shark.
That's
wild. The tooth is like, it's like about 5 inches tall.
Wow.
And it's solid.
I've lost track of how long we've been on this planet, but I don't even feel like it's been 6 million years.
Well, it was carbon dated by the United States Navy, so I'm not arguing with my government.
That's wild because,
Fake news, obviously. Trump's right. Fake news.
You look online and, you know, it's hard, you know, to give you an exact price because they're anywhere from $3. Obviously, you've got way more than $3, but I'm just saying, you know, I'd have to do a lot more research.
I feel like it would be like the centerpiece, what you're talking about, to say that the Navy said it's a $6 million or 6 million year old tooth. It'd be like the centerpiece of SeaWorld. Like you walk in, it'd be like there'd be an hour and a half line to see that thing, right?
Yep.
I thought about maybe taking it over to the Shedd Aquarium. Maybe they might purchase
you need
it.
To get that looked at.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, it was carbon dated, so,
I guess
I trust the Navy because it was given to me by a good friend. So
yeah, need more info on that.
I like that a lot, though. That's my favorite of the night, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen. You have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you.
A 6 million year old carbon dated shark tooth. If I were Buddy, I'd put that on a necklace.
Right.
I'd wear that around. What a party starter. What a conversation starter.
I mean, not to bring the guy down, but I found a 30-million-year-old fossilized shark.
You're just making stuff up.
But wait, 50 cents starting auction.
What? That's
it's like they're all over the place.
This is a racket. Half the stuff I'm like, oh, that's not worth anything.
Right.
Like this can of Three's Company air, it's just air, is worth $500.
That's
but a 30 million carbon year old shark tooth is 50 cents.
Right. I mean, and I know that's not his, but just all over the board.
Love it. 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll wrap up Swap Meet this week. Hopefully something better than a 6 million year old tooth. All right, Swap Meet, 312-981-7200. I got a lot of great texts coming in. So far, my favorite. 630 says they sell the old shark teeth at every other shop in Florida. All right, sorry. No, I don't have my Florida gift shop game down tight. Thought maybe it was shells, but also teeth. Also, 630 sent, this is probably my favorite of the night, Scrimshaw Erotica.
Not touching.
It's
it.
Like it's whale's tooth. Whale's Scrimshaw's a whale's tooth. Is it tooth as well?
I guess.
And then they do sexual stuff, like art.
Art, right? Erotica.
Erotica. Thank you, Greg. Love it. 847. I've got a Stretch Armstrong and the Red Villain guy too.
Okay, now we're talking.
Yeah.
Those have gone. He's got the villain with it. It's about $500 to $800 for both of them.
What?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Okay. Is 605 says I have a NASA hat signed by the crew of Apollo 11.
Yeah, I couldn't find that. I couldn't find any signed NASA hat, but it is cool.
Astronauts don't usually sign stuff, do they?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess they do. 815 says they have a six-pack of 11-ounce Coors bottles from 1973.
Yeah, that I still have to look up.
Yeah. There you go. Beer. I love that there's so much beer that has not been drank, or Pepsi that has not been drank. I guess that goes for something. Let's keep going, and let's go to Randy. Randy, what do you like? What do you want to brag about, Randy?
Yeah, I got a Popeye cookie jar.
Okay.
When they first came out, like in 1932.
Ooh,
and nice. It's still got the price tag on the top of the head, but you can't see what the price was behind there.
Okay, just to verify, it's just kind of a upper torso one, right? I just want to make sure I have the right.
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going for 117 to about 285 is what they've been selling for. There's quite a few on there, so condition's going to be a big deal. But yeah, but you do have, that's a pretty good find. How long have you had it, or how did you get it?
It was from my grandparents.
Okay.
Yeah, they had it from day one, and I always wanted it, and they left it for me.
Nice.
And it's even got the pipe, too.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Hardtop pipe.
Yep.
I said it's mint.
No, that's good. Definitely get that thing in a nice, cool, strong box, unless you're going to get rid
of it. There you go. All right, thanks, Randy.
117 to 285.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go to Jim. Jim. What do you want to brag about, Jim?
Hey, I got a Bozo Sings 33 LP. On one side is Filbert the Frog. On the other side is Bozo Song. It's got the cover folder. It says copyright 1948.
Okay.
It's got some wear and tear on it, but it's in really good shape. Bright picture of Bozo on the cover.
Okay, with a white background, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, looks like they're going for $15 and up, sad to say. I'm trying to find anything higher.
What?
But
come on. Okay. $15 and up?
Yeah, let me see what else I can find on that.
Oh, man.
The good news, there isn't that many of them. So right now you could probably ask much more than that, probably in the $40
range. A 1948 single released by Bozo.
Bozo, yep.
Going for $15.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, I would do an auction. This person did buy it now, so they might have shorted themselves, you know, on that by doing a buy it now price.
All right, Jim. Well, I like it,
right,
Jim.
Thanks.
I don't know if the free market loves it, but I love it.
Thanks.
All right.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye. All right. 312-981-7200. 847 says I have a pull string Pee Wee Herman doll. Does it go?
I saw one this past weekend. I could have got it. It was $45, though, at an estate sale. Yeah. So if it's in the box, it's obviously much more than that. But just loose, they were asking $45 for it.
So. All right. Back on the Coors six-pack.
Yeah.
Who cares? I don't mean that in any disrespectful way, but I'm like, it's not not really going for much?
Yeah, I've had it, and it is right here. One bottle is about $10.
So no, I was wrong.
That's not bad. If he's got the case, you know, with it and all good condition, I'm trying to find a full six-pack of it.
You know what I'm getting? I'm getting lectured on the text about sharks.
Yeah, you're going to get it.
Yeah, because I was I couldn't believe that it was that old. 630 says sharks have been here since day one.
Right.
They were one of the largest to have ever lived. So there you go.
Yep.
All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Ken. Ken, what do you want to brag about, Ken?
Yes, they have a beer can, never been open, old style. It's from the 85 Bears Super Bowl.
Oh, nice.
So they made an old style beer that says, like, congrats? Or...
Yeah, it says old style in the front, and it says Chicago Bears Super Bowl champions.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah, I would have drank that so fast.
I wouldn't drink it now, though.
Oh, no.
I don't think so. Let's see if I can get it here.
well, just based on the Coors, I mean, they wanted, what, for $10 a bottle? And I would assume a can of Old Style with the 85 championship Bears on the back would be the same.
Well, the good news, did they have, like, players on it? Like, I see one with Peyton on it. for $8. I see.
No, it didn't have no players. It just has a bear on it.
Yeah, I'm not finding them, so that might be a good thing.
And all right,
Start an auction and ask what you want for it.
Yeah, thanks, Ken. I like that though. I just hold on to its party starter.
Yep.
All right, let's keep going. 630 wants to know, how about a Jay Cutler signed football? Think it's worth anything?
Yeah, good luck with that. I've got some Cutler stuff, and I'm just going to hold on to it and hopefully
see what happens.
Because you're not going to get much now. Yeah.
Let's go to Albert. Albert, what do you want to brag about, Albert?
Hey, gentlemen, I have a Muhammad Ali pinball machine, just a glass. There's three pictures of him on there, and it's in great shape. And the TV guide, I think that's from 72.
Okay.
There's a drawing of him with his hands up in the air in black and white.
Okay.
All right, Albert.
Sorry. We'll get you the price.
We'll get to that. Let's get Steve as well. Steve, last call, buddy. What do you want to brag about?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Hey, Good. I got a 1958 Omega Seamaster in 18 karat gold in mint shape.
A watch.
Yeah, and I can't find nobody that can give you a price on it.
Wow. All right. I'm finding it here, and I'm going to get you a price in a second.
We need like computer music from the 80s. It's like
They're 500 to 4100.
Wow.
Depending on
that's a stretch.
It is. Yeah.
500 to 4,
and that's sold. Yeah, I mean the average price is about 1,000 to 1,200. The few that I'm seeing.
All right, cool.
All right, thanks, Steve. That's probably there's a lot of good stuff tonight. And the Muhammad Ali.
The full pinball machine is going for about $2,000. So if he's just got the glass, I'm thinking $150 maybe for the glass and start an auction and see if it can go higher.
And finally tonight, 630, a Bears football signed by Butkus, Urlacher, and Wilson. What a weird. How do you do that? Do you just have the ball and then each time a new player comes along, or do you think they were like at a charity thing together?
Yeah, maybe just ran into them at different charities, maybe.
Like you got the Butkus and you're like, you know what? This
he's carrying around.
Or did he go you know what, Otis Wilson is the forget the Singletary guy. Let's go. Because it would make more sense to be Butkus, Singletary, Urlacher, right?
Right.
But maybe he hedged the bets on Otis. He's like, you know what? Otis is the better. He's going to be the better player. I'm going to go with Otis. I can't get Mike the line's too long for Iron Mike.
Yeah, I'd have to just advise people for future reference, get a different ball signed for each person.
Or maybe, yeah.
You know, as far as investment.
Greg, always a pleasure, buddy.
It is. Always fun.
Next week, I think we're off next week, right? With Blackhawks are playing?
Hawks game, yep.
Yeah, so we'll be back on April 5th. Mm-hmm. Greg Flamm, at DuPage Picker on both Facebook and Twitter. And we got something else?
Orland Park this weekend at the Civic Center. Like 60-plus vendors, so go nuts.
The Orland Park Civic Center this weekend. Greg Flamm is there. Swap meet. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.